I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, an ivy-bedighted college sees social change as inspired by competitive hoop rolling. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Nothing like a good hoop roll, Bill.
Nothing, absolutely. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman has some new science to share regarding concussions, Charlie. He said at a press conference earlier this week that there is no evidence of a link between concussions and CTE. Wait a minute. That story came out in 2002, right?
Perhaps there's no evidence lying around his living room
or
in his kitchen. Or between the cushions of the sofa. But I'm sure if he went out in the world and talked to some neurologist, he could find some.
Yes, or even some retired hockey players.
If they remember that they played hockey at all.
Does this now mean that the NHL replaces the NFL as the league with the worst leadership on the concussion issue?
Well, if it didn't already, considering they locked its players out twice in the last decade. But this is a singularly dumb thing to say.
In other hockey news, the Tampa Bay Lightning, currently toiling in the Eastern Conference Finals, have adopted a ticket policy that can be summarized as no Rangers fans allowed. Wait a minute, this is still the United States of America, right? Can they do that?
Apparently the rule is you can't wear Rangers regalia to the games. That's going to make it awfully hard for the actual New York Rangers to play down there, isn't it?
Well, I think as long as you're on the ice, you can probably wear a Rangers shirt, but fans won't be allowed into those games.
So it's okay for Henrik Lundqvist to wear his uniform?
Yeah.
Well, that's
good. That's all right.
At least they're not rigid about this policy.
According to Lakers general manager Mitch Kupchak, Kobe Bryant is saying that next season will be his last with the Lakers. That clause, last with the Lakers, does that mean he's going to go play somewhere else?
Well, I think it's interesting that it was phrased that way. So, I mean, it is possible that he might want to play out a couple of years somewhere else.
Do you have a sense, even at this early stage, where he might fit well?
Not in the least. I mean, unless he really wants to go to Chicago and show up Michael Jordan.
Beginning next season, NFL extra point attempts will be kicked from the 15-yard line instead of from the 2-yard line. According to a headline I read this week, this will make things, quote, slightly more interesting. Not to me, but what about for everybody else?
Well, I would phrase that as slightly less boring. I mean, the first time somebody screws it up, we're going to hear what a genius move this is on the part of the NFL, but it really doesn't matter that much.
Well, my question is this. Now that in a time when people are talking about the NFL 12 months of the year for one reason or another, why does it have to become slightly more interesting? They're on top of the heap already.
Yeah, I mean, their unbelievable inability to stop tinkering with a product that's selling wildly is very strange.
Suppose that you'd been at the owners' meeting at which this new rule was adopted. Is there a rule that you might have proposed?
Yes, stop making silly little adjustments in the rules. And then I'd hit the buffet.
There's a new lawsuit against the NFL ex-players, including three members of the 1985 Super Bowl champion Chicago Bears, alleges that the NFL forced players to use narcotics that were illegally obtained and administered. What are the ex-players asking for?
Lots of money. And if the NFL is in any way smart, they'll settle this sucker as fast as they can, because this puts every franchise at risk.
Okay. You ready for a quiz?
Absolutely.
What team, all sports considered now, features the highest average player salary?
Which team?
Which team has the highest
average? Are we talking American sports? We're not talking about, like, Manchester United or something, right?
I open the field up to sports, all places.
If I had to guess, I'd say Barcelona.
Well, that would be a good guess, but it would be wrong. It's Paris Saint-Germain.
Zut alors! How did that happen?
They're averaging €101,898 a week.
My goodness. I think Barcelona should be embarrassed. It's time to start paying people more.
Well, maybe after they win the triple this year, they will start paying people more. Milwaukee Brewers reliever Will Smith was ejected from Thursday's game in Atlanta for having a combination of rosin and sunscreen on his arm. I think they caught him because it was chilly and raining.
Yeah, I think they also caught him because there was this big shiny mess of glop on his arm.
You mean you don't go along with me? If it had been a bright, sunny evening in Atlanta, they would never have caught him?
No, it looked like somebody had hit him with a wad of gelatin.
Speaking of baseball, what do you think about the way the Washington Nationals have been celebrating wins this year?
I think it's grotesque, Bill. They've been spraying Hershey's chocolate syrup on themselves. Please, bring back cheap champagne.
A locker room to avoid. And finally, the members of the University of Nebraska baseball team had to figure out something to do when they weren't taking batting practice or fielding ground balls or working on their studies. So they got in an elevator, all of them. How'd that work out?
Bill, I'll hazard a wild guess and say they got stuck.
Right you are.
Did the catcher at least not have his regalia on?
I don't think he could have, because the picture that shows them all jammed in there, I don't think there was room for equipment.
You know, I guarantee you there's a reserve right fielder in there that they haven't found yet.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. This week, he's accused Patriots owner Robert Kraft of throwing his quarterback, about whom Charlie once wrote a book, under the bus. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.